I get 51% of the phone calls on my smartphone are robocalls generated by a machine and implemented. There's nobody there. Now, you all get them because you're young and beautiful. You get them for your timeshare and your investment opportunities. I get them about my funeral, long-term nursing care. And would I like to make any final arrangements before I bankrupt my family? So I don't answer the phone. They'll call back. But the phone call came and I looked at it and I said, you know, a voice pick up. I did. It was a voice of 15 years ago who told me that young Emily, who had been an acolyte back at St. Bede's so many years ago, now 37 years old, a mother of four, had a cerebral hemorrhage and she's brain dead and she's on life support until organs can be harvested for donation. I'm sure Helen would, her mother, would appreciate a call, John. It's been a long time. So I did call Helen, and we spoke. And I said, Helen, I have no words for you. And she said, John, there are no words. We only have each other. Gordon Lightfoot sang a song about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The Edmund Fitzgerald was the largest ship in the United States freshwater fleet. It was 400 feet long, plied the Great Lakes for over 20 years, and carried on the 9th of November, 1975, 29,000 tons of iron ore. The Chippewa Nation, who lived in that area from time immemorial, used to warn the sailors what Lake Superior could be like in November, December, January, and February. And the Edmund Fitzgerald sank, and 37-foot swells, 17 miles short of the turn into Whitefish Point, the channel that led into Lake Huron, where they would have been safe. 17 miles. And Gordon Lightfoot sang, does anyone know where the love of God goes when the minutes turn into hours? This is the only time in all of the New Testament that Jesus speaks about things that have bedeviled me. The why, the how, the when, the where of the things that happen to good, innocent people as they're just trying to get along. There is no historical access to the two events, but Pilate murdered innocent Galileans while they were praying. And innocent people washing themselves in the pool of Siloam had the tower or a piece of it fall and destroy them. I wish Jesus had been a little clearer. He will allow no interpretations. He will allow no descriptions. He will allow no explanations. He will allow no attributions of responsibility. He simply says, stay in your own life and live it as best you can. I wish I had a clearer word, but there are no words. We have only ourselves. My mother never said it but once. You're not going to school today, and stay away from the window. And she went outside to 88th Street at Jackson Heights, Queens. We, of course, ran to the window and looked up the street. We could see the blinking lights of the ambulance. My mother was in the street like this. Mrs. Baldowski was like this. These are memories embedded in my soul. A 100-year-old, 20-year-old tree that had been a sentinel in our neighborhood for all of those a century, because roots ruined by reconstruction of sidewalks and foundations fell. 5 seconds either way would have saved 7 small children in a school bus van. So we fall back on the collect of the day, always appearing on the third Sunday of Lent. Lord, you know, oh God, we have no help to save ourselves. Keep us. Protect us. I've said the prayer a million ways. As my children have left the driveway to go back to school, drive safe. Call me when you get there. We have only words. We don't have words. We have only ourselves. My mother used to say, God has rhymes and reasons. Well, if God does have rhymes and reasons, it's not clear to me. But then I wonder if we don't get the message another way. I've had so many wonderful memories in my life as a priest. So many years ago, we had a confirmation class in my parish. We had 17 young kids in the 5th or 6th grade. We had 17 sponsors. We had 2 lay teachers and 2 priests. We had them there from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock for 10 Sundays in a row, waiting for the bishop to come and confirm. The class was really good. Kids liked it. But the 6th lesson was on the divinity of Jesus. And I said to myself, reading the curriculum, this is not going to work. And so I had one good idea. The only good idea I have ever had. Let's have Jesus come to the class. Well, that's ridiculous. How will that work? I said, it'll work. We'll get somebody they don't know. We'll dress him up. No, we won't dress him up. You don't have to dress him up. And they can prepare questions and ask Jesus the questions on their heart. Well, who can it be? Who can it be? I said, I'll find somebody. Well, it's your responsibility. So I said, okay, I will be my responsibility. I knew who to get. Oh, I know who to get. In 1980, James Allen Callahan, who was rector of St. Margaret's in Carrollton, came to this parish in the Advent of 1980 and did a character of Advent, John the Baptist. Do you remember him really from the second Sunday of Advent? Do you remember him really screaming and yelling at you, brood of vipers, you hypocrites, you vipers' den, who brought you to bring home fruits of repentance? Well, the axe is laid to the tree and it'll be cut down. It's not very pleasant. Jim Callahan gave that talk. It had the whole parish hall electrified. And somebody raised their hand and said, Father Callahan, can you describe John the Baptist? He said, yes, my mother-in-law. It was absolutely I know who to get. He's going to be Jesus. And the kids prepared their questions, and Jesus came to St. Bede's. I found him in the memorial garden, smoking a cigarette. I did. I brought him in. If the kids are going to giggle and laugh about it, they're going to laugh about it when he comes in, right? You could have heard a pin drop on the carpet. And he sat down. I can't remember the questions. I can remember the first question that I remember, obviously. A child asked, is there life on other planets? And he always waited before he answered. He looked like something out of Charles Dickens, by the way. Yes, oh yes. Oh yes.
many planets.
Did you come to save them? Not all of them. Some have never sinned. I like to visit there. It went swimmingly. It was going wonderfully. There was no laughter, but there was joy. One backstory. I gave this man no biographical information of anyone. And on the Saturday before Palm Sunday, previous, three young women acolytes went home in their car, and they were hit by an intoxicated driver and the middle daughter killed. That's a sermon in and of itself. The youngest daughter was in that confirmation class. And she said, remember, he had no biographical information at all. Do you see my sister? He said, yes. And she went, I see her every day. Is she okay? She's beautiful. Does she know me? She speaks of you to me very often. But I keep her from the pain of the world, and she is happy. Well, it was almost 10 of 6. It was really time to go. It went swimmingly. I was about to say, well, Jesus, thank you for coming. No kidding. How do you end it? Thank you for coming. We know you're busy. And he stood up. He was halfway up. And a little boy raised his hand, Mark Johnson. I'll never forget it. He was in the confirmation class. Did the nails hurt? And he sat down again. Now, one more backstory. A sponsoring mother was in that room. Her brother had died years ago of Lou Gehrig's disease, contracted when he was 18 years old. It took him 4 years to die in intense pain when the family, profound Catholics, wanted the priest to come and anoint him, confess him, and give him communion. The boy said, no. I don't want the priest. I don't want the church. I don't want Jesus. I don't want any of it. His parents were distraught. They said, why? Because Jesus died in 3 hours. It's taken me 4 years. He has nothing to say to me. And they were distraught. And this lovely woman was depressed all those years. Did the nails hurt? Yes, they did. He said, it was terrible. I'd never want to do it again. But I was a weak man. And I had a weak body. And I died in 3 hours. There are many others who die much longer deaths. And you know what? They redeemed the world. And she stood up and said, Jesus, I have waited for you all my life. So maybe we get the word another way. Maybe we don't get the explanation. Maybe we get the presence. Because there are no words. We only have each other. Our faith, our hope, our love, and it's enough. Amen.